Let's welcome them in. We have Janae and Dana. How are we doing?
Good morning.
We're doing.
All right. It's sunshiny out there.
I know. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Just maybe a little windy.
Yeah. A little cold, but.
That'll chill you up a little bit. But whatever. It's that time of year. So, yep. Chamber chat. We have, you look around town and it's just kind of a lot of neat little things going on. Mm-hmm. Some building things that are going on. Some grand opening things that are going on. Just looks like it's kind of an exciting time. It's kind of what spring should be, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. It's like everything's coming back to life.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's, you know, and people are moving around doing things and talking about, you know, what's going to happen at this park or that event or, you know, what we're going to involve for Easter, things like that. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a little Easter egg hunt coming up. And anyway. So what have you got on your list? Now I'm done expounding.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have some of the biggest things I guess we have to report on is that we have our annual meeting coming up next Thursday. Mm-hmm. We did give, it's going to be out at Prospects, and we did give them our numbers. But if you're thinking, oh gosh, I should have registered and I forgot, you can still give us a call and we can likely squeeze you in. So, and that's open to chamber members or anybody who's involved, you know, in a chamber member business. So. So we've got that. And then after that, we jump right into summer with our golf scramble.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
And this year we have a theme.
You do?
We do.
What is it? Can you tell us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boots and birdies. I have to make sure I get that right because those lobbies.
So you got to wear boots out there too?
You know, it's encouraged because we will have a contest for best dressed team and they will be awarded. Yeah. And
I wonder if they make golf spikes in boots.
Right? I don't know, but we'll find out. Huh.
About that.
They'll make whatever you're willing to pay for.
That's kidding.
True.
That's about right.
Yeah. So we're hoping to see some pretty fun dressed teams.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You can do your boot scoot bogey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that would have been a good one too. Yeah.
Well, and that's more my golf game. Bogey and beyond. Birdies, not so much. So, Dana, are you a golfer?
I am not.
Have you?
No, I've done the driving range and I've done mini golf.
Oh, okay.
Same. Right. So
Okay. Yeah.
But we have people on our board who are golf enthusiasts.
Oh, is that right?
That's how it works out.
Yeah. And you think they're going to wear boots?
Well, they better if they're on the board. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes.
We all plan to be in our best dressed. So.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, I've got my hunting boots. I suppose, you know, I could wear those out there.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't have any cowboy boots anymore. I slipped on the dance floor one time in cowboy boots.
Yes.
And about tore half of my leg off. So I quit that. Mm-hmm. They are. They're slippery.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how the cowboys ever wore them into the, you know, the OK Corral or whatever, because I think you fall down half the time.
Yeah.
As you're trying to shoot your six gun.
Yeah. Well, anyway. And you know, you can come with a cowboy hat, cowgirl hat, whatever, tassels.
Yeah. Never. Boots is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't matter if it was your big old winter boots.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you don't, boots. It's a country western theme, so you don't have to wear boots, but I mean.
Yeah, we're just kind of pushing toward the country theme.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, so we're excited for that. That's coming up on Monday, June 30th.
Okay. Yes. So putting teams together for that is, you know, you want to make sure that you get them in plenty early.
Right.
I know that our fall one that our group has, that fills out about the day we announce that it's time to, you know, put your registration in. So
yeah,
I think a lot of people that like the golf tournaments, like the whole format. And
absolutely. Yeah. Like that, we have an incredible turnout every year and it just continues to grow. So we're really lucky.
Yeah. Through your association, we also know that there is something called the Parade of Bands coming up.
Right, yeah, through the Visitors Bureau. That's going to be coming up on Tuesday, June 17th, 6 p.m., and we have 12 confirmed food trucks. For sure, two of them will be there pretty much all day, so you can go and get some lunch down on 6th Street. And
are they going to do kind of the same locations as last year?
Correct. Yep. Okay. So the layout will look a little different, but it's still going to be on 6th Street, and that parade route is going to remain the same as it always has.
Just let the folks that live there know that they might have to get walk through an alley to get to their place.
Right. Yeah. You know, and we don't block driveways, so in the event that they would need to get out, we would just accommodate that. And we have the band kids go around, and marching band students will go around and distribute letters to those homeowners and the businesses. And so.
Yeah. Well, it should be good. I mean, that's it's always kind of fun to do that. And I know, unfortunately, I mean, amazing that you have something planned that you get as a gift from Christmas that's going to be on that day, but I'm going to be out of town that day at a concert in the cities.
Yeah, I know. James Taylor.
So I'm going to miss this one, which I haven't missed them before, but this one, unfortunately, well, but I'll be able to see the replay if I want
Absolutely.
To. Absolutely. Yeah. I guess that's out there. So, all right, good. And as far as the chamber is concerned, and after your chamber banquet, that doesn't mean that the chamber board of directors quits doing stuff.
Absolutely not. No, we are always busy and planning ahead and, you know, always looking to have more businesses join our network and would love to come and give you more information in person, over the phone. You could stop by. But, we're just looking to continue building up our community.
Did you have a few people walk through your a facility there the other day?
We did, yeah. It was a good turnout for the Chamber Social. It was fun to see a lot of our area leaders and Chamber member businesses. So we had a good time.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, anything else we need? I know we got to go a little bit late, but what the heck? We got time. We can do whatever we want.
Ooh, I like that. I just want to put a plug in. I know it's a ways out, but we have Fallen Into Fun Fest coming up in September.
Right.
And that this year is going to be on Saturday, September 20th.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
September 20th is a ways away, but it's got to be.
I know.
Got to do our planning.
I know, because before you know it, it's going to be here. And and we have Dina this year, which is going to be amazing. She has a lot of event experience, so it's been nice to work with her and have all of that expertise on hand.
Speaking of events coming within the city, I was informed that with any luck about that same period of time that you were just talking about with the falling into fun, we may have our
Lark
Fitness Center, Lark, open in that September-ish period of time.
Right. Very exciting.
A lot to celebrate.
Oh, and I mean, that's just going to be, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, at the time you get, there might be, oh man, we're spending way too much money on this, that, the other thing. It's never going to work. When you get those things, 20 years from now, you look down the road and you, whoa, we're darn lucky to have that.
Absolutely.
I know that, you know, when I came to town, they had just built the Civic Arena. They had just made the golf course 18 holes. Those things are so vital to a town.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're on the list of, you know, hardcore money spending, you know, tar and water and electric and all that stuff. Yeah, they're probably not, but you need those things, and I'm telling you, those are really appreciated down the road.
I think so, too, yeah. Super vital to our community, and just, I mean, you can't go wrong with making enhancements on your community,
right.
So.
I mean, they kind of make us what we are, you
know,
rather
right.
than just a place to, you know, sleep and eat.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, and if you haven't gotten a chance, I drive by any chance I get just to go and see the progress. And
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
I mean, they're finishing stuff inside. Mm-hmm. Seems like they just got it closed up.
Yeah.
They're doing some finishing stuff inside right now.
Yeah.
So,
incredible.
Yeah, that's neat. So, all right. Well, we have some contact information, I assume, for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Dina, you can.
Yeah.
She's going to tell us where to get a hold of these folks and what sort of social media they're on and what their phone number is.
All right. So, our socials, we're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And
we do YouTube. We have a TikTok, but we haven't really explored that a whole lot. So if there's anyone out there that wants us to come and do a video of them,
yeah, there you go.
We're open to it.
Okay,
Yep, and we are located right on Sibley,
mm-hmm.
219,
mm-hmm.
and we're there Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. 8 to 4. Would love to have some visitors.
There you
Always
go.
Nice to get people to come in.
Yeah.
And we can be reached at 320-693-8184.
She got it.
Look at
that. She stuck the landing.
Yep.
Yep. We put her to the test, and she came through with flying colors. Way to go, Dina.
Yeah. Yeah. And another bonus for stopping by, not only getting to see us, but we always have a bunch of swag freebies. From our businesses.
Right.
Oh,
freebies.
Okay.
And right now, a lot of vibrant freebies for their business spotlight of the month. So
very good. All right. Well, gals, thanks for coming in and talking chamber with us today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. See you later.